You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
For over 40 years, like...
Sometimes in our lives, we all have pain, we all have sorrow, but if we are wise, we know that there's always tomorrow. Lean on me when you're not strong.
Lighthouse Central Florida has provided education, independent life skills, job training, and placement to thousands of Central Floridians who live with vision loss and their families. But it's not just people with sight impairment who benefit. The entire community is positively impacted through the productive contributions of skilled Lighthouse Central Florida graduates. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483.
An average funeral costs over $8,500. Will your loved ones be prepared for this financial burden? If you are 85 or younger, final expense insurance can pay up to $35,000 to ease the burden of funeral and burial expenses. No medical exam is needed. Rates will never increase, benefits stay the same, and the policy won't expire. Call now and secure the lowest rate possible. Don't put the burden of your debt on your loved ones. Call today.
For blind folks, it's only done by your voice. No paperwork is involved. Call 1-800-955-0143. Don't forget to say you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show and receive your free bracelet. Call 1-800-955-0143. Is it a struggle getting your blood work done? Is the price too high? No insurance is needed, none whatsoever. The place to go is Any Lab Test Now. Any Lab Test Now. We're in your healthcare budget. Affordable upfront prices, no surprise bill. In and out in 15 minutes or less. The place to go is Any Lab Test Now. That's right, Any Lab Test Now. Conveniently located 8975 West Colonial Drive in Ocoee, Florida. Most test results only in 24 to 72 hours. Work friendly hours, including Saturdays. Mention radio and receive $15 off any lab test value at $49 or more. Offer only valid at our Ocoee location. The place to go is Any Lab Test Now. If you need lab work, there's only one place to go. Call today, 407-930-8200. That's 407-930-8200. Any Lab Test Now.
Lighthouse is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida. Through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience, Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483. 2483.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
Hey, so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Glenn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to your show. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and this is your host, Michael. That's right. We have a show for you tonight. That's right. The studio is full with people and others. That's right, others. Let me introduce the players tonight, above the table and below the table. To my right, we have my beautiful and lovely wife, Lynn Golder. Are you there, Lynn?
Give me the microphone, Michael. We're sharing tonight. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the July 9th Sunday edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Good to have you on board.
And next to Lynn, we have Jim Pasquinelli. Did I say it right, Jim?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I give myself a clap. I can't believe I said it right. And to my other side, we have the beautiful, the intelligent. She's so smart. Sheila Young.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to July 9th. It's like I haven't been here since May.
And next to her, all the way from West Palm Beach, Florida, is Jason Goldfield.
Hello, everybody. It is a pleasure to be here. It's been a long time since I've been on the show. And it's
a year.
It's been about a year, and it's an extreme pleasure to be back here to join you all once again.
And now, the main man of the show, below the table.
What about behind the glass?
I will tell him next, but we got to introduce my main man, Max.
Yeah, Max.
Max is below the table.
That's just wrong, Michael.
Right.
Yeah, we save the best.
The best for last.
But Max, okay. Max is sitting under his, what are you going to call you?
Owner.
Owner? Okay. Of Max. What kind of dog is he?
Max is a black lab.
He's a black lab.
He's from Southeastern Guide Dogs.
So what is he called now? Can I say seeing eye dog? What am I allowed to say?
Guide dog.
He's a guide dog.
Just a guide dog. Right.
And above and beyond, and on the other side of the window, we have, on the other side of the window, we have Chris Shaw.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Woo-hoo! The man who puts the whole show together.
Without Shaw, there is no show.
That's right.
Without Shaw, no show.
That's right.
He is the man.
That's right. He's the man. He's the engineer. That's right. Lynn puts everything on paper, and he puts everything on the web. And that makes it all happen.
Right.
That's right. Well, folks.
Hold on.
Uh-oh.
This hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org. Or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida.
And the phone number to call us, which I hope you do, you want to call and speak to anyone here? If you have something to say, words that you can say to everyone, kids, you can say. If it's not good, call. The first is 407-894-1680. Let me repeat that again. 407-894-1680. The show... lot to do on the show. Lot to talk about. Lynn, Rebecca,
I'm still here, Michael.
I just make sure you're still here.
Lynn, Rebecca?
Where did that come from?
Wait a minute.
He spilled the beans.
Okay.
That's them home names right there. Well,
let me tell it a little bit about what we're talking about for the next 2 hours. In a little bit, we will be talking, actually, and I'll let you tell what we're going to be talking about. Why don't you do that right now?
Okay,
just
sure.
Briefly.
Sure. One thing I like to bring to the show is the subject of people bringing in what they call service animals, turn around, actually, their own pets.
Right.
People are actually bringing in or getting certification fakes. and we'll be discussing that more. Yeah.
And Sheila, what will you be talking about later, second hour, and then we'll go to Jim. We'll just go around the table here.
I will be talking about employers that are not educated about hiring persons with disabilities because they're misinformed and not educated as to how valuable persons with disabilities can be as an employee.
Okay. And we also, Jim.
What are you going to be talking about?
What are you going to be talking about? Let me tell everybody that Jim is the owner of Home Care Assistance in the Orlando area. So, Jim, in a little bit, is that okay with you?
That's perfect. And I'm going to talking about, you know, years that with, you know, age and place at home as opposed to, you know, going to assisted living or memory care. That's what we do.
Okay. And then also in the second hour, I hope you stay tuned. We will be having a Lighthouse client. His name is Ty Crockett. And he will be calling in second hour to tell us his story. And so we have a lot to talk about. Michael, what are you talking about?
That's a very good question.
Oh, let's do some shout-outs before we
okay,
forget.
Shout-out time? Okay, you yeah, do the shout-outs. I'll do the second hour.
Yeah, you'll do second hour. Okay, we just have a few. First shout-out, like to say hello to Thomasine TT up there in Philadelphia. We know you're listening. So if you'd like to call in, we'd love to talk to you. We'd like to say hello to James from Wells Fargo. I won't say what branch, but James in Wells Fargo in the Central Florida area. And Jennifer Ashton, if you're listening, we'd love to say hello and wish you a belated happy birthday since we couldn't reach you on the phone. And I'd like to give a special shout out to Liz, who is the director, president of the Lehigh Valley Center for Vision Loss in Allentown, Pennsylvania. So those are the shout outs.
Okay.
Now, can I give a shout out?
Away from me. Yeah.
What?
Could I give a shout out?
You absolutely. Give a shout out.
Absolutely.
When I was out in my yard today, my neighbor Patty was saying she would listen to the show. So, Patty, if you're listening, thank you. Okay. So, that's all.
Jason, okay. We have somebody that wants to give a shout out to you. So,
who's on the
like
line? Where are they calling
out?
From?
Well, it's David from Elkton, Maryland.
Oh, wonderful.
David from Elkton, wonderful. Maryland.
Wonderful. I wonder who that is.
Yeah. Wonderful.
Hi, David.
Hi, David.
Hello, Michael and Lynn. How are you guys doing tonight?
We're doing good.
Hi, David.
You want to talk
hello,
to
David.
Who do you want to talk to from Elkton, Maryland, David?
Hey, Sheila. Wow, everybody said hi to me, and Jason was like the last one to type in. That's really disappointing. So what's that all about?
You know, I don't have to say hello to family. You know, it's there's.
And Jason, you didn't give a shout out to me or your dad or your mom who's listening in on their Fire tablet right now.
Oh, sure. Well, hello to everybody who's listening, mom, dad, and everybody else.
So I just have one question. Lynn, because we can't see you, what color is your hair? Is your hair blonde?
Yeah, it's in much need of more blonde.
Well, the reason why I say that is maybe we should rename the show and call it the Blind and Blonde Radio
Show.
Well,
you know what? Funny thing you say that because our son-in-law, he kind of, that's his nickname for the show, the Blind and the Blonde. Yep.
The Blind and the Blonde that's Radio right. Show. Michael's the blind, Lynn's the blonde.
That's right. But the point is, there's more to the show than blind.
Right.
That's it.
Maybe Jim.
That's right.
That, Jim? No.
Jim, you have something to say, Jim?
I just have a shout out to my son Nicholas. He's 8 years old, and he was wanting to hear me on the radio.
Right.
There you go.
Oh.
Hey, Jim.
Hi, Nicholas.
Nicholas.
Okay. Thanks for calling, David.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for having the show, and thanks for having my brother on.
You're quite welcome.
And Chris, what's new on your end before we go to break?
The only thing that's new, I grew some more hair.
There you go.
And it ain't the same color it should be.
Here's what I want to talk about right now.
Going in a minute. So.
Going in a minute. Well, I'll talk real fast. Okay. We'll talk about it when I come back. Okay. You folks out there that are blind, let me just tell you this right now. I heard a story from a young lady. I won't say who. But one of our listeners, she told me a story that, to tell you the truth, I almost started to cry. I was just a hair under, just crying. She told me her story. And I have to remember some words that she said because these words are very important. She said when she was sighted, she was basically in darkness. Now that she's blind, she has a tremendous vision. I want you to listen to what she said because to me, it said a lot. Did you understand what I said, Jason?
I sure did.
And she was sighted. She was in darkness. She didn't understand a lot of things of life. Now that she's blind, Well, now she's got a tremendous vision. We're going to break. We'll talk more on the other side. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. Don't go anywhere. We got a lot more coming up.
Ever wonder why there aren't more blind people out in our community? It's likely they don't have the skills they need to live independently, whether it's learning for the first time or relearning skills that help them to accomplish common activities of daily living. You and your family should know where to go to access services to help you do just that. Go to Lighthouse Central Florida. So call today. The phone number is 407-898-2483. Once again, the phone number is 407-898-2483.
2J's Restaurant. Corned beef and pastrami piled high on thick slices of freshly baked crusty rye. A bowl of hot chicken soup topped off with a gigantic slice of our killer cake with four different types of chocolate. Mmm. If you crave deli, try 2J's Deli. One bite of the colossal corned beef on rye, you'll know you are in sandwich heaven. Blintzes, potato pancakes, stuffed cabbage, fresh salads, gourmet burgers, home-style comfort food. 100 menu items priced from $6.99 to $8.99 served all day. Oh, by the way, the desserts are as good as they look. 2J's, the original comfort food. Your destination for New York-style deli and more. Catering also available. It's deli time. See you at 2J's. Visit us online at 2J's.com. That's TOOJAYS.com. TOOJAYS.com.
An average funeral costs over $8,500. Will your loved ones be prepared for this financial burden? If you are 85 or younger, Final Expense Insurance can pay up to $35,000 to ease the burden of funeral and burial expenses. No medical exam is needed. Rates will never increase, benefits stay the same, and the policy won't expire. Call now and secure the lowest rate possible. Don't put the burden of your debt on your loved ones. Call today.
For blind folks, it's only done by your voice. No paperwork is involved. Call 1-800-955-0143. Don't forget to say you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show and receive your free bracelet. Call 1-800-955-0143.
Do you have an elderly parent that is in need of home care? Assisted living or nursing home not an option? Because living at home is the best way to live. Companionship and recreation, transportation and errands, light housekeeping, meal preparation, medications reminder, bathing, grooming, or dressing. Home Care Assistance of Orlando will provide older adults with quality care to live happier and healthier lives at home. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, just a phone call away, no long-term contracts, peace of mind. Call Home Care Assistance of Orlando now, 407-232-7155, 407-232-7155. Visit homecareassistanceorlando.com.
We are back. Yes, we are. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. We're going to write to you, Jason.
Okay. All right. One thing I'd like to bring up, brought it up a little earlier, was the topic of fake service animals. You know, when we went around the room, we did our introductions and whatnot, I introduced Max as my guide dog. Max is a certified, trained guide dog from Southeastern Guide Dogs, right here in Florida, in Palmetto, Florida, excuse me, I better get the city right. You know, Max, being a trained, certified guide dog, is allowed in any public building, including this here radio station. So I'm allowed to bring him anywhere that basically anybody else is allowed. Bring him into buildings, into restaurants, stores, take Uber, Lyft. I took the train up here on Amtrak, on the train, everywhere.
What makes, Jason, what makes Max I know the answer, but a lot of people may not know the answer that listen to the show. What makes Max so different than, let's say, I have two dogs at home, okay?
Okay.
So what makes your dog so different than our two dogs?
Well, Max, first of all, was raised at the guide dog school. A lot of the guide dog schools, they actually, you know, breed and raise their own guide dogs, and they're then put through what they call a puppy raiser stage, and they're given to a family for about a year, and they're brought out into the community and the different public accommodations and whatnot, and they're socialized as dogs. Then they're given back to the school for about a year of training, and that is actually where they learn how to wear the harness, how to pull in harness, how to guide in harness, how to do all the obedience and on the whole nine yards. Then they're matched up with someone like myself, who comes in, we go through a month of training, and he goes home and he becomes my dog.
Isn't it true that a lot of the dogs, I think like Max too, are like worth like $50,000 for all this training?
Oh yeah, by the time you figure in the time from when he's born to the all the time put in, the equipment, the food, the medical expenses, and the veterinary care, and the whole nine yards, it does come out to about $40,000 or $50,000. And thank gosh, a lot of these guide dog schools either do not charge at all, or they charge such a small nominal fee to the student.
But Jason, this is Sheila, mm-hmm. and my question to you is, okay, he is certified, he is trained. Now, you're talking about fake service animals.
Correct.
So let's talk about that.
Right. Okay. But I wanted to explain what Max went through as a trained certified guide dog. Now, here is the problem with someone like myself. I know the law and I know what I had to go through. However, what a lot of people are doing nowadays, and this is becoming such an increasing problem, people are actually taking their very own pet dogs, their own pets. Like Lynn and Michael, you guys have a dog, right?
Two dogs,
okay. What people like yourself, and I'm not saying you're doing this, obviously, but what a lot of people are doing is they're taking their own pet dogs, going online to various websites, and purchasing fake harnesses and fake IDs.
And the vests.
Right, yeah. And they're purchasing these items online, and then they're saying, well, now my dog is a certified, service. Not necessarily guide dog, but they call
service.
It a service animal, a therapy dog.
Support.
And, right, support dog. They have so many different labels. And then they're bringing their pet dogs into places, and it's just becoming such a problem. I have gone into, I don't know how many places, malls and different restaurants and stores and whatnot, and you see these little dogs, these little 10-pound dogs, and they're just yapping away at Max.
Well, you know, I noticed that when I worked in retail for quite some time, it was, you know, I see people come into the store and they got all kinds of dogs. I even had a guy to come into the store with a bird on his shoulder me that it was his CNI bird.
Oh my gosh.
No.
And there was nothing that I could really do nothing about it because, right. You know, that's what he said. And I was like, well, you got to show me paperwork. And my manager told me at the time, you're doing too much.
Well, Chris, I was just reading here that legally speaking, only dogs and miniature horses may be considered service animals.
That is correct.
And a big thing now is the ESA. It says the emotional support animals. That's what a lot of people are saying that they're, and I'm not saying that some, you know, some people do need that, but people are, you know, doing that.
But
not
here's the thing, though, because a lot of people get in trouble. You know, everybody take their animals out. Everybody want to take their animal to the park, to the mall or whatever, but they leave animals in the car. And when people see an animal in the car, they tend to call the police and say, hey, this poor dog is left in the car. And the windows wasn't down, or the windows might have been cracked a couple of inches, or whatever the case may be. And it begs a big service. So that, I know how people were going online and say, hey, this is my service dog. And that's how they was doing it.
That's correct. And that's exactly the problem. And what's even more of a problem is that there are certain retailers, and I'm not going to mention any names, that really wouldn't be fair. There are certain retailers that encourage not only just allow, but they encourage people to bring their little pet dogs into the store. They actually encourage it. They'll say, oh, bring your dogs. We have bones for them. We have treats. We have water we'll give them while you shop. The whole nine yards. So it's just becoming such an increasing problem. And there are many advocacy organizations out there that are actually trying to get legislation passed to actually stop things exactly like this.
Can we ask anybody out there that is listening to please call in if you have this concern to 407-894-1680 and let us know your thoughts?
Because we can talk for hours about this.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Right. I've even seen somebody come in the store with a snake on their shoulder.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Right, a service snake.
Right.
Yep. Now, I was just beyond and said, hey, you can't come in here. I'm sorry. I don't care what you say.
Yeah.
But it was funny, though, because the bird started talking to me, too. So, hey, I thought it was hilarious.
Here's the three the three general categories that exist for animals who typically accompany people in settings beyond those of your average pets. So, like I said before, emotional support animals, those ESAs, they may or may not be specially trained, but their purpose is to provide comfort for someone with a documented mental health condition. Then there are the therapy animals, and these animals are typically evaluated and registered through an agency, and their purpose is to provide emotionally therapeutic value to those in need. Therapy animals have no additional rights under the ADA, but settings that do not typically allow pets, such as hospitals and schools, may permit them to visit through programs like Paws on a Mission or Reading with Rover. And then there are the service animals, like Max. And these animals have been specially trained to perform tasks that their owners could not sufficiently perform on their own. For example, they may offer direction to a blind person walking in a busy street or pick a specific fallen item off the ground for a person in a wheelchair. And these animals are not required by law to wear vests, and under the ADA, a business may only ask two questions of the owner. One, is the dog a service animal required because of a disability? And two, what work or task has the dog been trained to perform? So I thought that was interesting.
That is interesting.
It really is. And because so many businesses are not educated about the law exactly in its own language, it's just becoming such a problem. And let me ask you this, you know, Lynn, Michael, you know, you guys mentioned you have two dogs. What would stop you from taking your dogs and getting a harness
or an
ID online? And I know you wouldn't do it, but what would stop
you? No,
you
know why we wouldn't
do it? Are you going to be cooked?
No, first of all, we wouldn't do it because, number one, our dogs don't listen. So the point I'm saying is the two spoiled dogs.
No, we wouldn't do that.
And we wouldn't do it because the difference, we embarrass ourselves, because when you have a dog like Max, you tell Max one thing, he listens.
Right. We wouldn't do it because it's not right anyway.
Sure. Right now he's under the table. You don't even hear
comedy
him.
Comedy aside.
Our dogs would be barking. Our dogs would be opening their mouth or something.
Yeah. Right. So, and I want to share this just a quick story, and I won't mention the place I went to, but there was a local restaurant that I went to. This was over a year ago, and I've gone into this local restaurant all the time. We went in there, we sat down, it was me and my family, we had some friends with us. Max was under the table, just like he is right now, laying there perfectly quiet. He's actually probably asleep right now. Anyway, these people came in with this little dog of whatever kind it was, and the dog saw Max and just went berserk. Started barking and everything, jumped up on the booth, and then actually jumped up on the table and started barking. And it was causing such a distraction, not only to us, but to the whole restaurant.
Right, it jeopardizes. Right.
Exactly. The manager actually came over and tried to get them to settle down their dog. They turned around and said, that dog over there is actually a distraction.
Right.
To our dog.
Jason.
Mm-hmm. You have got to be kidding me.
We're going to change gears a little bit.
Okay.
Because Jim joined us in the studio today, and Jim is the, and then we will go back to the topic.
Okay. We want to go to Jim now.
That's right.
Jim.
We're
trying
to get everything
in. You there?
I am here.
Okay. So I want to know one thing, Jim.
What's that?
What makes your company so different from all the rest? Because we know there's a lot of people out there that have home care. What makes yours so different? I want to hear about you.
Well, there are a lot of home care companies out there, and you know, we believe that, you know, we are different, you know, because of the the care that we take and trying to find a caregiver, that's really the heartbeat of any home care agency, is the caregiver. You have to find someone that's qualified to do the job. It could be someone that, you know, has, you know, Alzheimer's, dementia, Parkinson's, could be visually impaired, you know, someone that's not able to thrive on their own. But finding a caregiver that has the heart to do the job and is going to be committed, that's what we're about. And we like to match our caregivers, you know, with the family, so they're getting consistent care. And that's really what's missing in the home care industry today, that the people get, you know, a real churn of different, you know, caregivers coming into the house. So there's just no consistency to help somebody really thrive.
Use a key word, heart. That's very important
and
when a caregiver. Consistency and the emotionally and the heart that's there. It's very important, yeah. Right?
Right, because beyond, you know, giving care, you know, our caregivers are, you know, great companions. And, you know, one of the most important question we ask our clients is, do you look forward to this person coming back into your home? And just the simple answer or hesitation in that, we know whether we made a good match or not. And that's what it's really all about, is getting that bond to help somebody in their time of need so they can stay at home and be independent and live the best life possible.
What area do you cover?
We cover Orange and Seminole counties, Michael.
Orange and Seminole counties?
Yes.
So that's most of the Orlando area.
Okay. Yeah. Now, he's on our website, right?
Yes.
So anybody wants to know, go to our website. If you can't remember, give your phone number now, but also if you want to go know anything more about Jim's company, go to our website. It's all there. So if you need what?
I'm sorry, Michael. It says Home Care Assistance Orlando. So
home
that's
care
the button
assistance
that you click on.
Our website is just go to blind, don't forget the and, A-N-D, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Give the phone number to call you, Jim.
Home Care Assistance is 407-232-7155.
Say it again.
407-232-7155.
One of the things I wanted you to tell people, Jim, that I was impressed, why don't you give an idea of some of the things that you provide? Because it doesn't have to be an elderly person. Say I hurt myself, right? I break my leg or something, and I'm home. I have nobody to help me. I could call you, and you could come, you know, help with. Why don't you tell people what some of the jobs that you perform?
Well, that's very true.
Your staff performs.
It does go beyond, you know, someone that's a senior. It's anyone that really struggles to be independent. It could be someone, you know, that's coming home from a hospital stay that, you know, is unable to take, you know, have, you know, perform their personal care. There's you know, the family members are off working, and there's just nobody there, and we're that safety net to help with that. We do, you know, personal care, like cleaning, transportation to doctors. We do errands, medication reminders. Another program that we have that is very unique that I didn't mention, I wanted to spend a little bit of time on, was, you know, cognitive therapeutics is a specific program that we have for, you know, someone with dementia or Alzheimer's, and it's a series of activities.
That's important.
Yes.
It's so prevalent now. It's unfortunate.
Yeah, it's something that stimulates the, you know, the five domains of the brain and can really have an impact of, you know, prolonging someone's stay at home and not going to a memory care.
So, Jim, this is Sheila, and my question to you is, if someone's had an accident and they are getting out of the hospital and they really don't have anybody at home, what does your company do for them?
Well, the first step in our process, and the other part that we do, and I think very well, is, you know, case management. We have an RN on staff. She would do the assessment, find out what the needs are, you know, and go through that interviewing process and find out, you know, beyond what the needs are, what type of caregiver is needed. So it all starts with that, you know, assessment interview. And then from there, you know, it's an hourly type of service up through even live-in type of care for someone that requires that.
But do you do that before they get discharged?
That's ideal, is to do something that we could, you know, visit somebody in the hospital, you know, and that's a big thing to talk with the discharge planners and get the protocols for, you know, what needs to be done at home for, to help us facilitate a good recovery.
That's what we're going through right now. We're not in your area, but that's exactly what we're going through.
In your area, we'd
yeah, we'd be
you.
Calling you.
We'd be definitely using you, but yeah. We're not in your area.
Yeah.
Listen, we have our good friend, the one and only Gary Sinclair from Winter Park, who wants to ask
Never
a question.
Heard of him.
No, I don't
Gary
have
Winter Park.
Neither of us.
No,
what do you want, Gary Winter Park?
Hello, everybody.
What?
I'm going to talk to Jim here in a second, but I got to let you know that Max was over visiting today and fell in the pool.
You Max went swimming today?
Yeah.
And Max fell in.
Max fell in. He got too close. It shocked him to death.
No, but, he's not dead.
But, Jim, I got a suggestion for you, buddy.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm a veteran. And my suggestion is hire and train a vet. Take care of a vet.
Well, that is an awesome suggestion. We do have, you know, quite a few veterans that we do serve and take care of them in their home. We work directly with the Orlando.
The vet feels very comfortable with another vet.
Okay. That is
a veteran would be more comfortable with another vet. That's why I give that suggestion to you. And that's my suggestion, Jim, and good luck with your business.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Gary.
Talk to you later.
We'll be talking to Jim a little later in the show.
We will.
Right now, we're going to trivia time. Trivia time. 407-894-1680. What?
You said there was a story behind that?
Yeah, yeah. 407-894-1680. We're going to play this song. Now, I'm going to do this one. This song has got a great story to it. It was a top 10 record in its day. Now, if you know the song, you don't know the artist. Let's put it this way. If you don't know the artist, I want to know the story. Okay? There's a story to this song. If you know it, call in. If you don't know the artist, either way, I want to know either the story or who's singing it. Ready? Here we go. 407-894-1680.
Took a walk and past your house late last night. All the shades were pulled and drawn.
Okay, so the song, it's a great story to it. I want to know the story in a few sentences. If you know this, if you don't know who's singing,
I got
the
story.
Tell me the story.
I know who did the remake.
Okay, I'm talking about who's singing this song.
I don't know.
And I got a question for Jim. Going back to Jim now. Jim, you still there?
I'm here.
Okay, so you handle anyone who's, let's just say, can't handle things for himself right now. So it's not just seniors. You handle seniors. You're expert in seniors, but you also can have somebody who got hurt in an automobile accident and maybe 35 years old, you're hurt in an automobile accident.
And I'm also thinking of even visually impaired people that might need somebody to help them with their errands, things like that. It could be anybody in any walk of life.
Right. We fit into all those types of situations just to, you know, help someone live an independent life at home.
But who covers it? Do you take insurance or...
Home care is covered by VA aid and attendance benefit. It's covered by long-term care insurance, or it's self-pay. It unfortunately is something that's not covered by, you know, Medicare or Medicaid. So there is some out-of-pocket expenses in some instances.
Senior citizens, the state can use him. VA.
For 20 days, they're covering that Medicare.
So, anybody calling up the trivia question? 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Let's go back to that song and play a little bit more in case they don't remember the song. It's a great story.
Why I'm not the guy whose silhouette's on the shade. I couldn't hide the tears in my eyes.
Okay, 407-894-1680. Okay, so
Jim.
Who was singing the song? And the question is, if you don't know who's singing the song, what's the story?
They better hurry because we're going to break in 1 minute.
Okay. What did you want to ask,
Jason? Oh, well, I'm sorry about that. Jim, it's Jason. Just a quick question.
Yeah.
But the people that you have coming into people's homes, what type of certification or training do they have to go through before they work with individuals?
Well, there's several pieces that have to come together. First and foremost, they have to be, you know, have the proper background screening, you know, by the state of Florida, which is FBI and FDLE level 2. So that has to be done. We require, you know, either a CNA license or a home health aid license. They have to have, you know, valid driver's license, good car insurance. We do criminal background checks on top of that. And then there's a series of other requirements by the state of Florida that they have to have in order to be able to work for us.
Okay. Well, thank you.
So, okay, so nobody's getting the song.
He's got a caller.
Oh, you got a caller?
There's somebody okay. On the line. Maybe they squeaked in before the break.
Okay, ready to go to break, and if not, I'll tell the answer.
Well, let's give the person a chance.
Be patient, Michael.
All right, here it comes.
Here we go. I think he's got a winner here. 407-894-68. You got somebody on the line, Chris?
Yeah,
I got somebody on the line, all the way from Lake Worth, Florida.
Lake Worth, Florida?
Wow. Lake Worth.
Okay, who's on now?
This young lady goes by the name of Raven. Hey, Raven, how you doing?
Raven.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey. Hi, Raven.
Oh. Hi, Daddy.
Hi, Raven.
Hey, Raven, how are you?
I really don't think...
Hi, Sheila. Hi, everybody.
I really don't think she's calling in for trivia, though. I don't think she would really know the story behind this song.
All right. Oh, so no, I just wanted to say hi to my dad.
Okay. Aww. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for calling
now,
in.
Break now,
all right, going
all right.
To go to
love
break.
You, Daddy.
Love Thank you, too.
You.
Love
all right, so I'll give you the answer now. Nobody called in.
Wait, when we come back from break, can I tell you the story?
Okay. Oh, you can tell the story. Okay.
I think I know the story.
Okay.
I don't know.
Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. Lighthouse Works is hiring. That's right. For all you folks that are visually impaired or blind, you don't have to sit in your home doing nothing. Lighthouse is hiring. Lighthouse's target areas are Osceola County, Orange County, and Seminole County. These are the counties that Lighthouse wants to hear from you. Call Lighthouse Works today. Lighthouse Works is always accepting resumes, but due to the seasonal nature of many of the contracts we acquire, callbacks and interview scheduling may revolve around when the demand is the greatest. So if you're looking for work, call Lighthouse Works today. And the phone number to call, 407-898-2483. I'm going to repeat that number. Call now, 407-898-2483.
An elderly parent that is in need of home care, assisted living, or nursing home not an option? Because living at home is the best way to live. Companionship and recreation, transportation and errands, light housekeeping, meal preparation, medications reminder, bathing, grooming, or dressing. Home Care Assistance of Orlando will provide older adults with quality care to live happier and healthier lives at home. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, just a phone call away, no long-term contracts, peace of mind. Call Home Care Assistance of Orlando now, 407-232-7155, 407-232-7155. Visit homecareassistanceorlando.com.
An average funeral costs over $8,500. Will your loved ones be prepared for this financial burden? If you are 85 or younger, Final Expense Insurance can pay up to $35,000 to ease the burden of funeral and burial expenses. No medical exam is needed. Rates will never increase, benefits stay the same, and the policy won't expire. Call now and secure the lowest rate possible. Don't put the burden of your debt on your loved ones. Call today.
For blind folks, it's only done by your voice. No paperwork is involved. Call 1-800-955-0143. Don't forget to say you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show and receive your free bracelet. Call 1-800-955-0143.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue.
lip-smacking good food. And for $14.95, it's all you can eat ribs. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, French fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show. Visual impairment doesn't have to break the human spirit. Through teaching, caring, and training, and compassion, Lighthouse Central Florida gives people with sight impairment the skills that they need to achieve their full potential to live independently and maintain and improve their quality of life. These are truly life-changing programs. So call Lighthouse Central Florida today. The phone number to call is 407-898-2483. Once again, the phone number is
407-898-2483. We're back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show, and this is your host, Michael. You know, this show is all about the show that's, let's just say, catered to the visually impaired, the blind community. But we love the sighted people living to our radio show. If you're listening, you're sighted, keep on listening, because we say we're the bridge between the sighted and the blind community. Now let's go back to that song real fast. We have any callers on the line right now for the trivia answer? Anybody on the line for the trivia?
Yes, all the way from the city of Claremont, Florida, we have the one and only Dr. Miss Annalee. How you doing, Annalee?
Oh, my Annalee. Goodness.
I'm good. How are you all?
Hi, Annalee.
Hello, Annalee.
Hey, Sheila. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
So, Annalee, yes. Are you a first-time caller?
No, I called back, I think, almost a year ago.
Okay.
Took you a year to call back.
Okay. So tell me, Annalee, who do you think was singing the song? Do you know?
Oh, I'm not sure who the artist is.
Okay, well, do you know the storyline of the song?
Yes, the story was a guy saw two silhouettes on the shade, and he thought it was his girlfriend, and he goes up to the door and when he knocks and they open the door, he realizes it's not his girlfriend and he was on the wrong block.
Oh, yay.
So then he had to run down the street to his girlfriend and he knocked on the door. She came to the door and said, oh, now we're going to make whoopee on the shade.
Awesome. Congratulations.
You just won $10 gift card. That's the story.
So who was the artist, Mike?
The Rays. Yeah. You just won a $10 gift card from... Let me ask you a question.
She's in Claremont.
Claremont. Well, do you ever get to Orlando? Go to Sonny's Barbecue?
Oh, we have a Sonny's in Claremont,
No, you
too,
can't use it there. Can't use it there.
Oh, that's okay. We'll make a trip to Orlando.
Okay, well, Sonny's Barbecue. They got great barbecue food.
We like
food.
Sonny.
Okay, well, go to Sonny's Barbecue. Don't hang up. He'll give you your name and address, and we'll send it out to you. $10 gift card to Sonny's Barbecue.
Thank you for listening, Annalee.
Oh, anytime. I enjoy the show.
Awesome.
Okay, thank you, Annalee.
Thank you.
Take care. We have another caller now. This is your territory,
Yeah, all
Jason.
The way from Green Acre.
Yeah, Marvin.
I don't know where that said. I'm going to figure it out.
Green Acre is the
place. Hi, Marvin.
Marvin.
How you doing? Hi, guys and girl.
Is this Marvin?
Yeah, I'm Jason's dad.
Oh, wow. Oh. Hi, Dad.
Well, today he's everybody's dad. Dad, how you doing?
Yeah. Jason, this is probably the time...
Tongue, Jason. I'm kind of speechless here. Don't know what to say.
Jason, yeah. when you said hello to mom and dad before, you could have put a little more oomph into it.
It sounded so excited.
Yeah. That's funny. So it sounded so excited.
Thank you, Dad. Yeah. That's what you need to say, Jason. Yeah. Thank you, Dad.
This is Marvin Goldfield.
Yes.
MG
MG, the same as me, MG.
I'm telling you, the whole family's calling it.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Max isn't calling. He's under the table.
Yeah, Max. I ought to just bring the whole family up here and have a whole show dedicated to that. You know?
I'm not sure, but was it the Rays that sang that song?
You're right, but the person already won it already. But thank you, calling.
No, I'm not. No, I just.
Yeah, you were right. The Rays. Yeah, that's right. Figured. Yeah, the Rays. Yeah. You're correct.
Because when I went to Temple, and they were live at a frat house that I was going to.
When did you go to Temple? What year?
1958.
Oh, you're my age.
Oh, well, I'm getting there, yeah.
I forgot you're from Philadelphia. I'm from Philadelphia, too.
What about?
I went to Philadelphia, too.
Where'd you go to high school?
Germantown.
Oh, I lived near Germantown, but I went to Central.
Oh, pardon me. That's the rich man. That was the rich man and the smart people school. You had to be smart to go there.
I had to take a test to get in.
Yeah, that's it.
That was a long time ago.
I used to tell my father F was for fabulous and E was for excellent.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for calling in, and thank you for listening.
You know, I listened when I knew Jason's on. If it wasn't for David, I wouldn't know him, Jason.
We can thank David for everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
Certainly can.
Thanks for calling in. Thanks for calling.
All right. Have a good one, you guys.
You too. Take care. Bye bye. Thank you.
Chris, bye bye. Can we play that audio that I found in reference to Jason's topic?
Yes, ma'am. I got you covered. We're playing the audio. Talking about fake dogs.
That's right.
You know, we hear the term fake a lot often nowadays. We go from fake news to fake people. Now we got fake guide dogs, right? Mm-hmm. Is that what it is?
Service animals.
Fake service animals.
Right.
Okay.
Hey,
so
listen up.
It's an audio clip right here. Check it out.
Service dogs can give people who are physically or emotionally impaired invaluable help. But many people use untrained pets to receive privileges they are not entitled to. New laws make it illegal to misrepresent a service dog, and some of those laws come with the threat of jail time. Don Daler shows us how imposters can hurt the image of service animals.
A snowboarding accident in 2007 put Christina Slavin in a wheelchair, but it didn't take her off the mountain.
I knew that it was not necessarily a life-altering injury, it was just a change.
Let's do like 12 turns.
When she's not giving ski lessons to people with disabilities, you'll find her accompanied by her faithful lab and service dog, Earl.
Earl does a lot of retrieving for me. When I lose my phone, he's actually very good about finding
me. Man, I could use him.
Everybody could.
Like these puppies smothering our camera, Earl was trained at NEEDS, a service dog industry leader for more than 40 years.
Good boy.
Jerry DeRoche is NEEDS CEO.
How many tasks do these dogs have to learn?
We train the dogs in about 50 different tasks. Can be trained to open doors, to turn on lights,
yes,
to retrieve objects.
Find the phone.
Up. That's the major difference between trained service dogs and the many imposters gaining access to the places that accommodate the disabled. You may have seen the cute chihuahua or even occasional pig posing as something more than the well-intentioned pet that they are.
Do you think that fake service dogs can hurt the public's impression of real service dogs?
I know that fake service dogs hurt the public perception of real service dogs because I see it every day. There's people that have been bitten in stores. Dogs have had, you know, accidents in stores or just been generally disruptive.
Under.
Yes, training a service dog to be an invaluable and well-heeled companion is difficult. But getting fake credentials to pretend your pet is qualified couldn't be easier. Within 24 hours of logging onto one website, we obtained a phony certificate and ID for my border collie, Abby. 3 days later, her uniform arrived, and without my having to show any proof of a disability.
So what would you say to someone who is either doing this or thinking about doing this?
I would say that I understand people's desire to have their dog with them, and they don't think it's a big deal, just as people park in handicapped spots and they think it's not a big deal.
A newly proposed law in Massachusetts would make misrepresenting a service animal illegal. If passed, Massachusetts would join 12 other states where it's already law, the toughest of which is in California, where the maximum penalty is a $1,000 fine and up to 6 months in jail.
Good boy.
Can you imagine what your life would be like without him?
I don't want to imagine what my life would be like without him.
Good boy.
He makes my life worth living every single day.
For CBS This Morning, Don Daler, Princeton, Massachusetts.
Wow. I like the look at the banner, Faux Pas.
Yeah, it was a great story. Great story.
That was good.
Like that story, Jason?
Oh, that was wonderful. And I really think it gives a wonderful overview of exactly what we were talking about earlier and goes into a little bit more depth.
So let me ask this. Has the state of Florida come up with any form of laws or anything like those 12 other states that they mentioned? Do anybody know?
No. Not as far as what I'm aware.
Because, I mean, it's really, I had to do it. I had to go through that working in retail. Like I said, a person brought in a service dog, and I had to clean up, you know, dogs got to use the restroom. And I understand that. And I had to go clean up the mess that the dog made. And then we had one animal who got loose and was just running around the store. So I said to myself, I know this is not a service dog. I just knew because it's a little bit different when you see a real service dog.
We need to find that out. I don't know if you can do it during the break, or we can do it sometime during the second hour. Maybe we can find
that,
out.
That would be a Doug Hall.
If anybody knows, call
question.
In. Yeah, yep. And tell
yeah,
us.
Please call in. And if yep. you have any information regarding this, we'd love to hear
I
about
bet
it.
Judy Matthews knows the
yeah.
answer.
Oh, well, yeah. I'm sure.
She's what, listening or not.
What doesn't Judy know?
Right. Judy, call in. Yeah.
So right. it's really hard to have a service dog, an actual service dog, and take your service dog somewhere because people are the impersonation that's taking place is really damaging the images of a true service dog and what
right.
they're doing.
Right.
That's just like me going up and saying I'm an assistant home care representative and I'm going in a home and don't know how to take. I'm just picking up people and not being concerned about their neck or whatever body part is hurt. So
right.
you know. All this stuff plays a total effect on the real job and the real task at hand, and it could hinder and hurt.
Correct.
Yeah, well, so and it's not fair. It's not fair to the people that have legal service animals for those that don't.
Well, what a lot of people do with me, because they see Max and then they see this other dog barking, then they're all confused because they'll say, wait, but your dog is sitting there quiet, doesn't make a sound. We don't even know he's there. Meanwhile, you got this other dog that's barking and just causing such a ruckus. And people just, it's sending mixed signals. And that's what it really comes down to. And it's, you talk about the public not being educated as they are. They get even more confused because they're seeing two dogs. One is behaved, the other one is not.
Mm-hmm. And you see it often.
Yeah, you really do.
Now, what can we? Is there anything going? Can we talk about these birds on your shoulder as a service animal too? Because that just threw me.
Yeah,
over.
You brought up something very interesting too, as far as Jim is concerned. People that have home care services, they could have somebody not even, you know, like doesn't know how to work around someone who's 70 years old, 75 or 80 years old, and they wouldn't even know how to pick them up, right, Jim?
Well, that's very true. A lot of times, you know, people try to hire privately, and there's a lot of, you know, there's risk that goes along with that. You know, are they background screened? You know, theft and elder abuse is a, you know, a huge problem. Seniors or anybody else that's, you know, in a diminished capacity in some type of way, they're vulnerable, and somebody can take advantage of them.
What's the name of your company again?
Home Care Assistant.
Home Care Assistant. Remember that name. Home Care Assistant. And what's your phone number? Home Care Assistant.
407-232-7155.
And how would they access it online if they'd like to do that?
Can they access it online?
They sure can. HomeCareAssistanceOrlando.com.
Right, and that's on our website.
And it's on our website. Mm-hmm. And you cover Orlando?
Orange and Seminole County.
Orange and Seminole County.
Right. We'll talk more to Jim in the second hour as we go to break. Exactly now, actually, as soon as Chris gets off the phone.
Okay, we're going to break.
We're going to hour two.
Stay tuned for Hour two. Stay tuned for hour two. That rhymes pretty much, right? Doesn't it?
Stay tuned.
Okay, let's go. Hottest show on the radio. We'll see you back very soon. Don't go away. A lot more coming up.